am Scott Beard, Dean of Graduate Studies and Continuing Education and Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs.
And this is a significant anniversary year for the MBA program.
We actually are celebrating our 10th year of enrolling students. We started enrolling students back in 2005, and the MBA program was the third program that came online here at Shepherd University, and originally begun as a weekend program on Saturdays. So the program began also with a lot of courses that were cross-listed with undergrad courses at the same time, and then really quickly grew to be a standalone program with those separate graduate courses. And basically since 2007, that has by far been our largest graduate program. So we regularly have around 120 students that are taking courses.
Why do you think this program is so popular?
Well, I think because the MBA program can draw from multiple disciplines, because what many folks are finding in whatever career path they happen to be on, as they're moving up that ladder, so to speak, they may find that they're going to need some business skills in terms of budgeting, accounting, human resources, managerial leadership skills, ethics. So those are things that are built into the MBA program. And probably I would say about 50% of our students are coming to us. They are not coming from a business background. They may have had, you know, an economics or a statistics course, but maybe they haven't had accounting at the undergraduate level. So we offer all of those prerequisite courses in terms of foundational work that they can take, while at the same time they're also taking their beginning MBA classes. So I think that's part of the success, not only here but also nationwide, because many folks will find as they're seeking to move forward in their career path that they're going to need some type of business skills. Whether you're a musician, whether you're an educator, whether you're in the health field, you know, you're definitely going to need that skill set.
I'm Chip Zimmer, coordinator of the MBA program. Our 10th anniversary is this year, 2015, and we've grown from the beginning of having two concentrations, which were healthcare administration and accounting, now to four concentrations. We added this year sport management and last year public management. So we have the four concentrations, plus the big bulk of our students are general MBA students with no specific concentration.
The concentrations, why are those important to have?
Well, let's let students really focus on an area that they're in their career, or they aspire to get into a career in that field. So it gives them that specificity of information and knowledge to move into to grow in that particular area.
I guess you came 5 years in.
Mm-hmm.
So your observations on how the program has gone since you've come here?
It grows about 10% a year, I guess. Clearly, the move to the Martinsburg Center was a terrific shot in the arm that gave us that graduate culture that we're all searching for, and really helped with that. It helped with attracting students who weren't as interested in coming to Shepherd because of the difficulty of getting here. Now it's real easy on 81 that we're drawing students from south of Winchester and north of Chambersburg. So it's really effective in drawing those kind of students. Get a lot of students who commute to D.C. So I think we've seen a lot of growth just in our physical plant has made it much more attractive to potential students to come. And that coupled with the concentrations that are new and the ongoing ones, I think really have helped to grow the program. And I also couple that with our tremendous faculty. It's just, you see the backgrounds and the experiences that our faculty have. We have a motto that says, we do it today, we teach it tonight. So we have people who are in the field who are CEOs and senior managements in every one of these fields.
Where do you see the program going for the next 10 years?
We've slowed down in terms of adding concentrations. I think we'll probably add one or two over the next 5 years. I think will increase the online options that we offer. Right now, we offer a few classes online, but by and large, our classes are all hybrid, where it's about half face-to-face and half online. So I think we'll move more toward that. We're moving toward an accelerated MBA program for foreign students that is just getting kicked off, and I think that'll morph into perhaps an executive MBA-type program where people will come in for weekends and you know, get crash course, basically, that way. So, you know, I think those are areas that we'll see growth in.